I was tossed down until we up and then we ice. Yeah, but nigga to the J code. Ballin' on my haters, I think that I'm stuck in beast mode. Make it through the foul, run to the line and make the throw. I think that I'm deep, warm like I'm deep, oh. Hey, but I like the fade. Yeah, I got these diamonds on me, and these bitches all in my face. And you wanna be the car, and you wanna win the race. But you cannot ride with me, cause I was gone on a chase. Now a day, call for a girlfriend. Days, I don't know when the world spins. Life like we die when the world ends. Alright, every time we promise, break a sin.
Hello, this is your girl Star, and you're listening to the Star Days Live, and I'm calling this session Chat After Midnight. You're probably hearing, if you're on Anchor FM, you're probably hearing Respect by Aretha Franklin, because I'm going to talk about Aretha Franklin, the memorial service, funeral service were held on Friday. This recording is after midnight. And I watched it all. I really did. Oh, it was long. I can't. Well, the body is, when you're passed on, I guess the body is basically a shell. So, you do what you will with my shell. But I must say, it was chuch. They really had chuch. It was nice. I watched it with my children, and they just got a laugh out of Bill Clinton. He just seemed to look like he was trying to pry those eyes open. It just wasn't his speed. Let's see who else were there. Cicely Tyson looking as good as ever. Oh my God, when I get old, I'll be, man, those are aging goals right there. Cicely Tyson. The cast of Tyler Perry's Have and Have Not were there. Let's see. Bishop T.D. Jakes. They had Al Sharpton. Jesse Jackson. Who else? So most people know. Faith Hill song, as well as Ariana Grande. Faith Hill, I don't know. If you're coming to a predominantly African American church, I think, I don't know. I say she did good by standards, but by the African American, if you go to church, you're African American and you're in church, and you just have to listen and you'll see wherein and the issue lies. But okay, on to Ariana Grande with her little bitty dress. She was just as cute as she could be. Now, you know, Twitter has lit into those two, Faith Hill and Ariana Grande. Black Twitter, I should say, has lit into them. So I just say that her Ariana Grande dress was little and cute, and you know, these, I guess, you know, the uber religious, you know, dress should be below the knee or some sort. I haven't been church in a very, very long time, but from my going, they want the dresses, the skirts below the knee, and hers was well at the thigh. But it was cute. I really liked the dress. It was real cute to me, so I like it. And I'm an African American, but I also don't go to church per se. Everything was nice. She was in her gold casket and everything. Everything was really, really, really nice. I put her away. Very nice. Very nice. As a queen. Yes. Queen of Soul. Aretha Franklin. With her memorial service on, was it August the 31st? From like 9 to 2? Or 2-ish. It was quite a lengthy service. But it was very... I enjoyed it. And again, I watched it in its entirety. And as well as with my children, they watched some of it. So that's why this chat is after midnight. They finished up. They want to see some, hear some, they did some historical points. Her family spoke. That was awesome. And what else can I say about it? Shea Park in Detroit will be Aretha Franklin Park. They're having a Aretha Franklin Way Lane. Yeah, that's a little street. We will be named after her. That's a little something. I guess her estate is, they're still using and funding various organizations as she did while she was living. So that's awesome as well. Seeing as, I guess, a rumor was in the wind that she didn't have a will, but I don't want to create a will because I think I'm be closer to death if I do. So they say it's good, but who wants to really think about their leaving, passing on? So it must be done, I guess. So if you have anything, any property, any organs, if you have anything that people can fight over, start their will. Start that wheel. I don't know if that was a rumor that was in the wind. So I'm not sure about the fact, if that was facts or fiction or whatever. But they said they're continuing to her legacy. So that might have been fiction. It might not have been true. So about the not having a wheel, since they continued to do what she was doing while she was living, so she probably had everything in order. She had awesome family and friends. They were there. Yes, that was good. But overall, everything turned out to be very nice, and everything was organized. Even though it was lengthy, so that's a plus. Kudos to that. I don't know if you all hear my fan in the background. I'm getting a new air conditioner installed, so have the fan on for the time being to just cool things down. We have fans and everything to cool things out until that's complete. Hopefully later on today it'll be complete. So those that own a home, it must be stressful. It's a beautiful thing. It's a very beautiful thing to own something. It's very beautiful, but what I'm trying to say is it takes work and everything. Work and money and maintaining anything that you own. So it can probably get the best of some people. And it sure is, it tests a lot of people. But no succumbing. What else? Did something else happened. A whole lot of things have happened. But I was mainly on talking about the Aretha Franklin Memorial and the legacy that was left by her. She will surely be missed. She just, just was awesome. Awesome. She gave to the needy, the poor. She was just an angel while she was here. So I'm just elated that her legacy will continue. So that was plus. I learned a lot of things I did not know about her. Past the Grammys, how many chart-topping singles, her albums, some of her personal life. She just beat all odds because how you have two children before 18, and yeah, you're the queen of soul. That is awesome. She was making music even at that young age with her children. So, with the children there. So, I really was like, wow. She's literally like a superwoman. Yeah. But a lot of women do it. I know other women that have done it. But I didn't know, That's why I say I learned a lot by watching the memorial service, because they had a little glitch, technical difficulties. Did I just say glitch? I must be thinking about these kids and their Fortnite. But they had technical difficulties in which they did a little slideshow presentation, and it was informative. Yeah, Fortnite update. So, kids, if you hear any hollering, any screaming, and it's a weekend or a holiday, it's my kids on Fortnite. What else? They play PUBG. They play some of everything. But if you hear the hollering and everything, the shouting, 9 times out of 10, they're playing Fortnite. So, I play Fortnite too, so for those who don't know, Fortnite is a battle royale game, and it's available on iPhone. I'm not positive about the iPad, the Air, and any of that. I know for sure it's on the iPhone 6S and up. It's available on Android, Samsung Galaxy series, Xbox One, PlayStation 4, Nintendo Switch. I think that's all for now. And they were incorporating Android, so it was a long time coming. So they finally got it on only the, it's Samsung Galaxy. So I think it's a specific, maybe the newer ones, let me put it like that, because Samsung has a lot of galaxies. A newer recent model Samsung Galaxy will be able to play Fortnite on it. Yeah, and I'll probably come back over maybe in the next day or two, or maybe the end of next week, with the list of games coming out. September is gaming month. It starts the ball of the game September, October. So if you have a gamer, prepare to be ignored. Well, too bad me and my husband are gamers, so we'll just be ignoring each other, right? But all the cool games are coming out. We're getting ready to roll out, and I want to keep you updated on what's going on. And thank you all for listening to Chat After Midnight. It's been a pleasure.